Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. This is tragic what took place in this high school in Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
And every time it happens, you know, we go, well, I just can't believe this happened. But how many times are we going to say, I can't believe this happens, other than the fact that, you know, this particular program, this game, what's that game that right after the naval base shooting that we talked about, we were live on the air. We had a live report on that when it came out. Remember the guy that was walking around with a shotgun and he was walking through the Navy shipyard in Washington, D.C., and he was shooting folks.
Mm-hmm.
What did he play all the time?
Grand Theft Auto.
He played so much Grand Theft Auto, which is a digital version of killing people. It's a virtual way of killing folks, that people would bring him food while he was on this game. And what happened the day that this happened and the reports went out on the news, what did the owners of Grand Theft Auto do?
Well, they released their new game. Yeah.
So they released the very thing that trained up this murderer to murder American citizens who are working for us to defend us at the Navy Yard in Washington, D.C., in Washington, that to top it off, then they released a whole new version of how to murder folks of Grand Theft Auto, right?
Next day.
And what was the dollar value they made off that release?
I believe it was $500 million.
Billion with a B.
With a B.
So we trained this guy. They trained this guy to murder. He did what they trained him to do, which was to murder folks in Washington Navy shipyard. And then the next day, they release their next version of their murdering program and make $500 million on it. And nobody's shocked.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, you have to, when I was in law enforcement for about 9 years, a little over 9 years. And that's what we did to train. You virtually.
I'm sorry, Greg. I got to interrupt you there.
What?
$800 million. It just confirmed the Wikipedia. Not 500, almost $1 billion was spent on this game.
The next day.
The next day.
So $800 million was made. I mean, you would think you'd hold back your release since you trained him to murder folks
in 24 hours.
They haven't even buried the bodies yet. They're still trying to determine what happened yet. They're still interviewing friends of this guy, and they release it immediately, and we allow that to happen.
Yeah.
We close down. We fire bus drivers for calling one of their children on the bus driver a crybaby. Remember that?
They
fired this bus driver because they called her a crybaby. This man kills folks. Was trained by this program to do it, and whatever else was inside of him. And then you look at they release and make $800 million to release that. And I'm saying that not because I got some idea or heard something. That's what we do in law enforcement. You would train. You have to go through all these scenarios, and you have to act like it's happening, and you got to respond. And we would physically shoot guns, and we would role play like we were shooting guns, and we would have fake guns, and you know, people would come out, and so that you're ready to kill if you have to kill, and you're ready to kill not the wrong person, the right person, kill the right bad guy versus the good guy. Mm-hmm. And but this particular game, Grand Theft Auto, is about this murdering and robbing, right?
It's a virtual world.
Grand Theft Auto. By the way, Grand Theft Auto is a felony. It's a crime. It's a statute in your state. It definitely is one in the state that we're in. And to just call it a crime, to call it Grand Theft Auto, that actually is a name of a crime that you actually put people in jail for.
Mm-hmm.
So they basically say the name of our program is a crime.
Mm.
And then they murder in the context of that. So it really should be, you know, you name it, more names than that.
Yeah.
Right.
$800 million in the first 24 hours, $1 billion gross sales in 3 days.
In 3 days. And nobody's concerned.
Right.
While you know, reports in France right now, you know, people are walking through the street and getting punched out and knocked out and everything. I mean, there's so much tension going on in the world right now. And where's the church? You know, we have to wake up. The answer is Jesus, by the way. The answer is Jesus. And if you missed an earlier program, you got to catch it about, you know, power, the name of Jesus, power and authority, and beginning to put Jesus' name and him in the place in your heart and your community and your family where he belongs, so that he can do what he does by your faith and through your faith in him. But so now here we are now reporting right here from Pennsylvania, in Pennsylvania High School, The school is even closed today because yesterday there was a stabbing spree. A stabbing spree where this guy, the 16-year-old young man, went around as a sophomore in regional high school in Murrysville, Pennsylvania, and he just went on stabbing. He went from classroom, place to place, not just one place. He went from place to place stabbing folks. We were so unprepared as a nation. I mean, we were unprepared for lunacy, for riot, for rebellion, for... I mean, if one 16-year-old can make it that far inside of a school that they make you send your kid to, they punish you if you don't, and if you're being helped out financially from any kind of program in the country, they take that away from you if your kid doesn't make it there. So, I mean, they're forcing this whole paradigm, and now they're challenging homeschoolers in regards to what they're doing in the context of it, trying to get everybody in that place before. For a stabbing, a shooting, for a place there's no authority, is that type of thing. And it's just amazing what's taking place. But we have this video right here. I want you to see this from CBN News. It just took place just yesterday. Listen up.
A Pennsylvania high school is closed today following Wednesday's stabbing spree. The suspect faces 4 counts of attempted homicide and 21 counts of aggravated assault. And his father is speaking out.
I can say my prayers go out to everyone who was injured today and hope they recover as quickly as possible.
He's a typical young kid. He's a B-plus student. It's the families like Ozzie and Harriet. They have dinner together every night. I mean, they did not see this coming.
Last night, there were prayer vigils and tears in the suburban Pittsburgh community, and many students and faculty at Franklin Regional High School are being hailed as heroes. One student pulled the fire alarm to alert everyone in the building. But the incident did not end until an assistant principal tackled 16-year-old Alex Herbel.
Bring healing to our region.
Here again, we're witnessing young people being hurt, and I just feel very strongly that we need to address the underlying issues.
Prosecutors say the suspect will be tried as an adult. 21 students and a security guard were injured.
Just tragic. It is a tragedy. But the thing is, are we going to continue this insanity where how many kids are playing games like Grand Theft Auto?
Right.
How many parents who are doing what's right are choosing, or the children are forcing or sneaking or going to friends' houses and playing murder? Over and over. And if you, however a man thinks he is in his heart, if you murder someone virtually over and over again, it becomes a viable option for you. Whatever goes inside of your head and inside your heart and you role play it, it just becomes a viable option. It's something you're going to think about. It's something you're going to do. That's why sin begins as a thought.
That's right.
You know, but also brilliance and business and industry and, you know, begins as a thought. Everything begins as a thought, and then it begins to work its way. It's a seabed. And so every time that a kid or an adult, and there's grown folks now that are playing it as well, and there's like this murderer up in the Navy base in Washington, D.C., was doing that. You have to understand those two go together. And the one thing I don't understand, well, I really do, because it reveals things, is why in the world would our president not stop that? Why would they not? If we're going to sign executive orders for all these other things, why don't we assign an executive order that says, you know, ceased doing, making, profiting on murder. No more games. And then attorneys take this industry and bring those two together and bring in all the law enforcement and all the military that train virtually and bring those together and say, okay, you're going to start redistributing that $1 billion to the families of Columbine, to the families of Washington, D.C., up in the Navy base, to the families of what just happened in Pennsylvania.
Aurora.
Aurora. To the families in Connecticut.
Yes,
Shootings. Hook. It's the name of the school up there.
Sandy Hook.
I mean, just start and give every dime of it, every dime to those families, so that their generation after generation, you know, understands that we're sorry for what we promulgated in our environment, because the gun wasn't the issue. It's the legalization of virtual murder again and again and again that produces murder. Ever how a man thinks he is in his heart?
That's right.
And this is how it works. And we're going to go to break. But you have to understand. So we would role rehearse in law enforcement and to say, okay, what happens if this store is being robbed? What happens if this is going down? What happens if this is happening in this part of the community? And you have to do that. You have to go over and over and role play. What tree would you be behind? What dumpster would you be behind in the store concept? What store system would you be behind in a mall if a mall was going down? And then when something goes down, you don't even think about it anymore. You've role played it so much that whatever's inside of you is what comes out. Ever how you were trained or not trained is what you do. It just happens. You don't think, okay, now what did I say? You just go to that tree. You go to that dumpster. You go down that certain hallway. Well, think about this. How many kids are going through great stress? It's just stressful to be a kid, period, sometimes, going through this change. And you notice the age group of what's happening, the ones that are doing this. Mm-hmm. And then you look at, now, they've gone over and trained again and again and again. Murder, 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 murder. Responses, murder. Responses, violence. In their virtual games, they're playing continually. And then all of a sudden, a stressor hits. And just like an officer does not even think about what he or she is going to do, they just do it. How many of these kids just get taken over and they just do what they rehearsed in their heart over and over again, which we legally allowed and we're allowing right now. Mm-hmm. And everything was spoken of. Our FBI even put up the video to shame the families before the bodies were even buried in the ground from the U.S. Navy Yard in Washington, D.C. That's never happened before, to my knowledge. And trying to put fear out there. But we just said nothing about the $1 billion made in 3 days. The same mouse said nothing about the $1 billion made in 3 days that actually instigated this particular violence. I don't know if you know this or not, but you can now see us on Christian Television Network, which has a potential audience reach of over 500 million viewers all around the world. It's amazing. One of our key audiences, too, as well, we want to welcome our new audience on WHBR, all the way from Destin, Florida, to Mississippi, over 500,000 households all around the world. It is amazing. Make sure, if you have not yet, you can find out the viewing times in your area. You can ask your local television station if we're not yet on there. Say you want VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. You can find out more and viewing times in your area at VFNTV.com. Yes, we're 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on the radio, live Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Central Time. But now, thanks to Christian Television Network, you can see us all around the world.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio Program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com. Did you know that VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program is made possible by those who partner with us and our sponsors and our underwriters? If you have not yet, you've got to go to VFNTV.com and visit them. Find out who is sponsoring, who is partnering, who is standing with VFN Radio, and become a sponsor yourself. Become a partner yourself. Listen, we stand for three pillars we believe. Without these three pillars, we won't even be here as a country anymore. That's for God and country, in that order, and Israel. If you want to take a stand, if you want to do something about what's taking place, now's your time. Partner today or become a sponsor or underwriter and visit our sponsor and underwriters and tell them you are thankful that they're standing up for God and country, in that order, and Israel, as we stand with the broadcast 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. Find out more at VFNTV.com.